Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For library and museum employees and family members, ABC Steve Osunsumi.
I think it reflected the man very well. Some of the most beautiful images I've seen were of his casket being moved into the Carter Center with the band playing behind him and the family watching over him.
Carter will lie in repose at the library for 2 days. About 24 states bracing as a winter storm system moves west to east along the I-70 corridor. That storm slamming Kansas City, where the International Airport has closed flight operations due to rapid ice accumulation. Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour, among the more than 12 people President Biden today awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is ABC News. Investigators are combing through the physical and digital footprints of Shamshud Dinjabar, the man suspected of running down and killing 14 people in New Orleans French Quarter on New Year's Day. Meanwhile, we're starting to hear from the survivors of the attack. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
22-year-old Brandon Whitsett was out celebrating New Year's Eve with friends when he saw the white truck swerving towards him.
I ain't doing no purpose.
The former football player tells us he hasn't tried walking yet, but vows to get back on his feet, step by step.
I knew it was going to take a minute to get back to where I was.
As the French Quarter inches back to normalcy, flowers, candles, and crosses line the entrance to Bourbon Street, where people pause to reflect on the victims.
President Biden and the First Lady are expected to travel to New Orleans Monday to visit the scene of the attack on Bourbon Street. The White House says the president has spoken with the families of the victims. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The news update is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO, 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is news time from WRCO on this Saturday, January 4th. Our forecast for tonight calls for a low of 5, below zero wind chills. For Sunday, partly cloudy, colder temperatures still, and a high of 18. Monday, a few clouds with slightly warmer temperatures and a high of 24. East to southeast winds at 7, it's 13 degrees. This news update is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
A creator of the Richland Medical Center has died. Dr. James Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, died Tuesday following a battle with cancer. Jim grew up on a farm in Bloom City. He graduated from Richland Center High School. He attended the University of Wisconsin in Madison, where he achieved both his undergraduate and doctoral degrees. Dr. Tidrick returned to Richland Center following his medical training and joined the Edwards Clinic, owned by his father-in-law. In 1967, the clinic merged to create the Richland Medical Center, where Jim continued his career. During his time in Richland Center, Dr. Tidrick served as president of the medical Center for 15 years. While at the medical center, he pioneered the region's first nurse practitioner program through the University of Wisconsin. He also served on numerous boards of directors, including the Wisconsin State Medical Society, Richland Hospital, and Pine Valley Manor. He was also instrumental in the founding of the HMO of Wisconsin, one of the nation's first rural-based HMOs, as a member of the initial board of directors. Also among his numerous accomplishments, he delivered more than 1,000 babies during his time in Richland Center. Funeral services for Dr. James Tidrick will be held at 11 next Saturday, January 11th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A shelter-in-place order was issued for some Sauk County residents last night. Late last night, at approximately 11:25, the Sauk County Communications Center received a report of a stolen truck from a resident in the city of Baraboo. The Baraboo Police Department responded to investigate the theft. Deputies with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office attempted to locate the stolen truck and observe the vehicle traveling westbound on State Highway 136 in the town of Baraboo at around 11:45. The truck was safely stopped on State Highway 136 near Colmeyer Road, and two occupants fled on foot. One occupant was arrested at the scene. The other occupant, believed to be the driver of the stolen vehicle, was not immediately apprehended, and a search of the area was initiated. Due to the search, the Sheriff's Office requested that Sauk County Emergency Management send out an automated alert to cell phone customers within the immediate area of the incident, requesting citizens to lock their doors and shelter in place. After an extensive search, a message lifting the shelter in place was sent at approximately 2:30 this morning. The suspect was not located. If you have any information regarding this incident, you're asked to contact the Sauk County Communications Center at 608-356-4985 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here is Civic Media's Jimmy Koska.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Koska.
State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination, while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has announced a new round of entrepreneurship partner grants. The grant program will award up to $200,000 for programs that serve rural communities, smaller cities, or underserved populations. Applications for the program will be accepted until January 31st, and the winners will be announced in May. Information on the Entrepreneurship Partner Grants is available on the WEDC website, and there will be an online program webinar coming up on Monday. Energy experts say Wisconsin is expected to see an over $4 billion investment in clean energy projects over the next coming years. A number of long-term energy projects are planned in the Midwest that will be either completely or partially located in Wisconsin. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in Wisconsin this year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024, with hundreds unable to even find reliable shelter. The report also found over 200 unaccompanied kids experiencing homelessness. The unhoused population has grown across the country over recent years, as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. The American Red Cross is asking for donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Upcoming blood drives include on Monday from 11:30 until 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, also on Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and Friday, January 10th from 10 until 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin State Patrol's January Law of the Month focuses on safe winter driving. While you may look forward to the beauty and adventure of a new season, winter weather can also create treacherous road conditions. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, "It's always best to stay off the roads in slippery conditions. If you must drive, be sure to avoid distractions, allow additional time to get to your destination, and give fellow motorists and snowplows the extra space. It is best to stay off the roads during severe winter weather to eliminate the risk of a crash and keep the roads clear for first responders and snowplow drivers. If you must head out, always prepare yourself and your vehicle for winter driving." The State Patrol recommends these winter driving tips: clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. Snow and ice sliding off your roof or blowing off your hood can be dangerous. If you're driving while it's snowing, you're required to turn your headlights on. The general rule is to have your windshield wipers on. Your headlights must be on as well. Avoid sudden braking or steering. Don't be overconfident with four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. Remember that bridge decks and overpasses freeze up first. Avoid using cruise control in winter conditions. Buckle up and put your phone down while driving. Every trip, every time. Have a fully charged phone and an emergency kit in your vehicle. If you get stranded or slide off the road, stay buckled up in your vehicle and call for help. Getting out of the vehicle is very dangerous, especially in winter weather. Before you head out, check for road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free resource that provides live updates on traffic and road conditions. Winter road condition categories were recently updated to better reflect current conditions on roads across the state. The categories are now normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and no report. Download the 511 Wisconsin app, visit 511wi.gov, or call 511 to monitor conditions.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it up.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour Downy in the rinse change.
Smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Here are today's vital statistics. David Dean Anderson, 65, of Earl Boscobel, died on Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, January 8th at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of the service at 11. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, is assisting the family with arrangements. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Cruel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday, January 9th at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery of Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Cruel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. And James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, January 11th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday, January 11th from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to slightly increase our cloud coverage as we head into our overnight hours. Winds are going to be relatively on the steady side, coming from the northwestern direction, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. We are looking to have colder temperatures settling back in once again, single-digit overnight lows, and it's going to be on the dry side. Below zero wind chills are expected tonight. As we get into our Sunday, partly cloudy skies and colder temperatures are still going to be sticking around. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper teens. Winds still coming from the north, around 7 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night is going to have an increase in clouds through the night, and then just before sunrise, we're going to have a sharp decrease in the clouds. So we're going to have mostly clear skies to get into Monday morning, lows dropping into the low to mid-teens. Monday is going to be a bit warmer. We're going to have a few clouds. Otherwise, highs are expected to be in the mid-20s, and those slightly warmer temperatures will be sticking around for a few days. Tuesday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies through the afternoon, and a steady breeze is expected. Highs are going to be in the low to mid-20s. Wednesday will be a slight bit of a cool down, and partly cloudy skies are expected for the middle of this upcoming week. Highs are going to be mostly in the upper teens. Thursday, we're going to have wind shifting just a little bit coming from the southwest. That's going to pull in some warmer temperatures a little bit back into the area. Going to have a steady increase in clouds through the day as well. Highs in the mid-20s. And those warmer temperatures are going to be sticking around as we get into Friday. Partly to mostly cloudy with some light snowfall possible late Friday night. We're looking at highs once again in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It's 12 degrees. Yesterday's high was 21. The morning low was 3 this morning. Today's high was 18. In the record books, the record high across the region goes way back to 1880. It was 53. The record low, 26 below zero in 1964. Last year's high was 31 and the low 22. Sunset will occur at 4:39 tomorrow afternoon, following the morning sunrise of 7:34. And gradually, a little bit more daylight each day. Right now, WRCO, east and northeast winds at 4, barometer at 30.26. No precipitation today, and we've had mostly clear skies throughout the day. It is 12.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Meyer Oil & LP wants to thank their customers for a fantastic year. Wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
Sports time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Today in local basketball, in fact, a game concluded in the last few minutes. It was Kenosha Indian Trail defeating Richland Center 57-56. In a battle at Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the Hornets lose by a point to a tough team today. Also, it was Platteville getting the win in boys basketball 73-68 against New Glarus. A victory today for Wisconsin Dells over Altoona, 54-45. And Kickapoo was a winner against Blackhawk, 61-57. Madeline Place led Blackhawk with 23 points. Jaden Snagel topped Kickapoo scoring with 24. And Michaela Kaufman added 15. Some games going on yet today. Highland and Darlington, McFarland and Reedsburg as well in area girls basketball. The Ithaca Alumni Basketball Tournament is going on tonight. The women's game will start at 6. The men's game will start at 7:30. Currently, there's a 3-point contest going on as well. They're looking forward to hosting that event. And one of the organizers is Ithaca boys basketball coach Aaron Hipsch.
So this is the second annual alumni game, boys and girls. So it's just kind of starting to get going. Maybe as we get our feet under ourselves a little bit, it can turn into a tournament, but it's a great opportunity for people to support the programs, come back and see some of your former classmates, former teammates play a little ball, and maybe some of the mom and dads, they can show their kids that they still got it. All proceeds will be going to the Ithaca girls and boys basketball programs.
Have you had good response so far?
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't been difficult at all to find people to play. So I think the response is growing as we get going. Like I said, it's only the second year, but as this gets going and the word of mouth passes around, I think it can only go up from here.
Everyone, welcome. Tonight, there will also be a silent auction going on during Ithaca alumni basketball. Again, the women's game gets underway at 6, and the men's game will follow. Today, in college basketball, Nebraska over UCLA, 66-58. The Packers cornerback Jaire Alexander has been placed on injured reserve due to the knee issue that has sidelined him for the last 6 games. Packers coach Matt LaFleur already had said this week that the 2-time Pro Bowl selection was undergoing surgery and probably wouldn't play again this season. The Packers put him on injured reserve officially today. They are 11-5. They also elevated linebacker Michael Barrett and safety Omar Brown from the practice squad to the active roster for tomorrow's regular season finale with the Bears. The Packers have clinched a wild card berth into the playoffs. This week it was announced that running back Josh Jacobs has made the Pro Bowl.
Like I said, man, I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, is if it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
Turning to basketball, John Blackwell set career highs with 32 points and 6 three-pointers, and the Badgers finished with a program-best 21 makes from beyond the arc in a 116-85 victory over Iowa yesterday. The Badger previous best three-point mark was 18 in a win over Nebraska in 2020. The Bucks get back to action tonight, getting set for more play after losing again to the Brooklyn Nets earlier this week. Bobby Portis talked about what the team must do.
I think the biggest thing is the effort. I keep going back to that. Got to put more into the game to get the results that you want. It's hard to win in the NBA. It's hard to win in this league. But the teams that put forth the little effort into the little small details are the teams that win these games when you need them the most.
And the Chicago Bulls plan to retire Derrick Rose's jersey next season. The team says president and CEO Michael Reinsdorf informed the Chicago product and former MVP in person on Saturday that his number one will be sent to the rafters sometime during next season. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Ryan's Auto wants to extend a big thank you to all those who visited and purchased from us during the last year. We appreciate all of you and wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Our Retro Saturday continues on WRCO today. The Backtracking Show is straight ahead. We're at 12 degrees on this Saturday, January 4th.
Sunshine and Giggles expresses their heartfelt appreciation for their customers this holiday season. May the warmth of Christmas and the promise of the new year bring joy to all.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Phil Nee with the Backtracking Show. Tonight, we go back to more 70s and 80s musical milestones and memories, and we'll get to some rock and roll for you later on tonight with Those Were the Days. It's a full night of action on the Retro Saturday from FM 100.9. We go back to this weekend in 1975. Everything this guy was touching was turning to gold. Elton John had a remake of an old Beatles tune on the charts, featuring John Lennon on guitar as well. Elton John and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds kicks off another Backtracking Show.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
garden where rocking horse fever eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers, the grass are incredibly high. You split the taxi here on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back, leave your head in the clouds and you're gone. Lucy in the sky will die. Lucy in the sky will die. Lucy in the sky will die.
Elton John on WRCO Radio. Going back in the day with birthdays this weekend, celebrities that were born this weekend include George Martin, who was born January 3rd of 1926. Also born January 3rd of 1945. A guy who's been around a long time, has made a lot of music over the years, beginning with Buffalo Springfield, and then later on his own, and with Crosby and Stills and Nash, and sometimes Young. It is Stephen Stills.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road
One of the hot records this weekend in 1982 for the all-girl group The Go-Go's, and We Got the Beat on the Backtracking Show.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, "Do it to others as you would have them do to you." When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
12 degrees at WRCO Radio as the Backtrack and Show continues. The best of the 70s and 80s. We have some great music all night long. Those Were the Days begins at 6, and a six-hour tribute to the greatest music ever put on vinyl. This week, our featured year is 1985 during Those Were the Days. So here's a song that was on the charts in 1985 during our pregame show for that program. It was a movie called Teachers, and Bob Seger had one of the songs used in the soundtrack. It's called Understanding.
It seems like only yesterday I didn't have a clue. I stood alone not knowing where to turn. Suddenly I look around, everything looks new. I don't know why, but I think I'm starting to learn. They call it understanding, a willingness to grow. I'm finally understanding, there's so much I can know. Just get lost. I only heard the things I wanted to hear. It always seemed like no one cared. Then you took the time. Now I look and everything seems clear. Got me understanding. Understanding. Understanding.
WRCO.
Backtracking on WRCO, we go back to this weekend in 1979. The Bee Gees led the Billboard Hot 100 for the seventh time when Too Much Heaven climbed to the top. The brothers Gibb donated the proceeds from the single to UNICEF. Here is Too Much Heaven. Tracking with the brothers Gibb on WRCO. A sad note for the Backtrack and News. It was in 2011 when we learned of the death of Jerry Rafferty. He had been the lead singer of Steeler's Wheel on their 1973 hit called Stuck in the Middle with You. Many thought he sounded like Bob Dylan on that song. He died after a long illness in 2011. He had quite a solo career as well, singing hits such as this one, Right Down the Line on Backtrackin'.
You know I need your love. You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line. I know how much I lean on you, only you can see. The changes that I've been through have left their mark on me. You've been as constant as a northern star, the brightest light that shines. It's been you.
Rafferty on the Backtrackin' Show. We close out this segment of Backtrackin' with one from 1973, which was one of the most talked about songs of the year. It's been talked about for a long time since that time, as Carly Simon eventually in 2015 told People magazine the subject of her song was a composite of three different men, did not include her ex-husband James Taylor, but did include actor Warren Beatty and possibly record producer David Geffen. The number one song this weekend of 1973 belonged to Carly Simon, You're So Vain.
Son of a gun.
Stop it!
With Mick Jagger singing in the background, Carly Simon's number one from 73, and You're So Vain. Phil Lee over to you. Stay tuned. We have more remembering coming up during our Those Were the Days get together tonight here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Chart data for Backtrack and taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Have a great day and a great evening, everyone.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
For tonight, partly cloudy, cold and dry, below zero wind chills, and a low of 5. Sunday, partly sunny, colder temperatures still, a high of 18. Sunday night, 13. And Monday, a few clouds with slightly warmer temperatures and a high of 24. Northeast winds at 6 miles per hour, making it feel slightly below zero at times. But right now, the actual reading is 12 degrees above zero. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Today in high school basketball, Kickapoo was a winner in girls basketball over Blackhawk, 61-57. And in boys basketball, Richland Center was edged by Kenosha Indian Trail, 57-56. And Platteville got the win against New Glarus, 73-68. Also in boys basketball.
From the team at Meyer Oil and LP, best wishes for a happy holiday season. They are deeply grateful for their customers and look forward to serving them in the new year.
Wonder Woman, starring Linda Carter, and Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, will return at their regular times next Friday evening on most of these stations.
You hear the music you want to hear
on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Hey, Rock and Rollers. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've been through the desert.